Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs' mother, Grace, has gone to New York to see her ailing son, Pat, who for the last several months has been in the city searching for his wife, Suzanne, who mysteriously disappeared. This morning, Penny received a letter from her mother and reads it to her invalid foster father, Jed.
Mother writes, Dear Penny, Pat is not by any means well, but he's going to be all right. He's in good hands, and though there's nothing I can do for him, I've decided to stay here a few more days, or perhaps a week, because the doctor says that my being here seems to cheer him up.
A mother is the best medicine in the world to an ailing child.
Mm-hmm.
Better than pills or powders or any treatment known to medical science. What else does she say, Penny?
Oh, not very much. It's really just a note. Mm-hmm. She says, there's no need to worry either about Pat or me, so don't plan on coming to join me, Penny. And concentrate on helping Nora with Jed and Valerie all you can. My love to you all, Mother.
Well, I'm glad Pat's going to come out of it all right. I wonder what the trouble is.
I don't know. She didn't say.
Well, as long as he's going to be up and around again, doesn't matter what the trouble is. Your mother asked you to help Nora all you can, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Guess she'd come flying back if she knew Nora wasn't here. Any word from Nora about her father?
Well, Freddie told me this morning that they're not going to take him to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether that's good or bad, though.
Could be either. Is his leg badly hurt?
Rather badly. He injured it while he and Freddie were repairing the threshing machine.
Those contraptions are nothing to fool around with. Well, I hope he'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so for a lot of reasons. It's bad enough that he's hurt, but we'll lose Nora if he's not able to get around by himself. No telling how it'll affect things at the farm.
Imagine the farm will get along without him for a while. I understand he and Freddie have a pretty large crew of men.
Yeah, six, I think, but you know how important a manager is. Freddie's too busy handling his own work out there to fill in for Mr. Williams, too.
Just shows you how a well-ordered system can be mired in a sea of complications by a simple thing as a single accident. Makes life a pretty precarious thing, doesn't it?
Well, we wouldn't like life to be all smooth going, would we?
Mm-hmm. How do you like the way you're gliding along these days?
I feel as if I'm sailing.
With sails full and a strong wind blowing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy for you, child. You deserve what's happened to you.
I hope I do.
Ah, you know you do. Nothing's ever come easy for you. You've had to struggle for the little happiness you've known up until now. It's only right that you should get a generous share of it now. I hope you'll take full advantage of the fact that you'll be a wealthy young woman.
Well, I won't ignore the fact, Jed.
You've been denied the luxury of little things too long. For too many years, you've had to debate whether or not to spend that dollar or save it for an emergency.
Oh, darling, it hasn't been too difficult. I haven't really wanted for the important things.
No, no, but you've denied yourself the little unimportant things that make life more pleasant. Can't say it's a tragedy, though. Isn't a person in the world who hasn't at one time or another had to give up certain wants just as natural as living?
Well, bills come first. And if bills take almost everything, I rather do without certain little things, know that my bills are paid in full. You know something? Yeah. I get a lot of satisfaction out of knowing that paid in full is stamped on every bill I've ever owed.
Everything in life has to be paid in full sooner or later, child.
Mm-hmm.
Bills, mistakes, sins, even happiness. Happiness has a price on it, too, you know.
Well, you make happiness sound as if it's a crime.
Well, I didn't mean to. What I mean is, it's criminal to hoard happiness, lock it up in your own existence, and not share what you can of it with others. That's the crime of happiness. Monopoly.
Oh, Jed, I'm so happy. I could give 9/10 of it away, and I'd still have enough for myself.
You've always done that, child. But the trouble is, there are not enough people like you in this world. And there are too many people who will take that 1/10 happiness you save for yourself, if you're not careful.
No, sir. No one can ever take this happiness away from me. It isn't the kind of happiness that's vulnerable to theft. It's not anything tangible. Anything that anyone can pick up and walk away with. It's a spiritual thing. Being in love with someone who loves me.
Sure no one can take young Carlton away from you?
Well, maybe I have an oversized opinion of myself, but I'm not afraid of it.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Glad you feel that way. Because it's further proof you really love this man. But when's the date? When are you going to be Mrs. Barry Carlton? Not in fancy, but in irrevocable fact.
Soon, Jed, soon. In a day or two, we're going to set the date.
Soon, child?
Mm-hmm.
Make it very soon. I don't say there's anything ahead to mar your happiness, but delay is only inviting it. And the longer you wait to marry, the stronger you'll make that invitation.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah?
Mrs. Carlton said the same thing. She was very anxious for an early wedding. But I certainly don't understand why.
I don't know why myself, child. Just feel that the sooner the better. And...
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
Nora.
Oh, good morning, Nora.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Billing. Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Nora. I didn't expect you back this morning.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. There wasn't much reason for me to stay at the farm. Daddy's going to be all right. He's out of bed already.
Good.
Out of bed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, couldn't have been much of an injury then.
Oh, well, it was pretty bad. He can't go out of the house for several days, and he's on crutches, but the doctor said it won't hurt him to be up.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't anything too serious.
Oh, so am I. Well, Daddy was just growling his head off every minute he was in bed. A man who loved to be lazy a few months ago, he certainly is ambitious now.
Well, that's a big farm he's running, child.
Yes, but he's not running the threshing machine this fall. He's staying strictly away from it. I made him promise. And Freddie, too.
Oh, where is Freddie, Nora? Didn't he drive you in?
Oh, no. Freddie had to stay at the farm and do some work. I came in on the bus. I wanted to get here early as I could because I know there's a lot of work to do here.
Most of it's done, dear. Anyway, you could have taken the day off. After all, you were up most of the night.
Oh, I'm not a bit sleepy, Miss Gibbs. I feel as full of pep as if... Excuse me. Oh, golly, what? I have to yawn when I
sleep. Young lady, you better go upstairs and get some sleep.
Oh, I guess I'd better. Kitchen isn't a very good place to sleep or nap. Oh, can I get you something before I go upstairs, Mr. Bill?
No, thanks, child. You rest and let us wait on you today. I'm glad to know your father's already on the mend.
Oh, he'll be out working on the farm again in a week or two. Freddie says the thresher suffered more damage than Daddy did.
Well, it's nice to know that your father's so durable. And now you go upstairs and go to bed, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Valerie out in the carriage this morning. Anyway, I want to go to the grocer.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs, but I won't sleep long. Oh, what do you hear from Mrs. Billings? Is Mr. Gibbs all right?
He's going to be.
Oh, that's super. Nothing's ever as bad as it seems to be in the beginning, is it?
A very deep observation, child. How old are you?
You know how old I am, Mr. Billings. 18.
Yeah. 18. The youngest looking and oldest thinking 18 I've known in all my 60 years. Another year or two and you'll be level-headed and wise enough to give me advice.
Yeah, well, my advice to both of you is to get some rest. Nora, you're going upstairs before you fall asleep standing up.
All right, Miss Gibbs. Good night. Oh, I mean, well, crickets, I don't know what you say in a case like this. I've never gone to bed in the daytime.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, there goes about the sweetest thing that ever walked into this house.
Oh, she sure is lovely, isn't she?
Look who's calling someone lovely.
Jed Billings, you're prejudiced. Maybe you're so tired you can't see properly. Now, go on. Nora's gone to bed, so you be a good boy and take your morning nap. Anyway, Johnny's coming at noon today, and you want to be in shape to talk business.
Just a minute.
Hi, Penny.
Hello, Johnny. You're early, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. A little.
No, you...
Get awake?
He will be in a minute.
Oh, well, there's no rush. It's quiet at the office today. That's why I thought I'd come out early.
Oh, I hope you haven't had your lunch. I've counted on
you. Well, you can count me in, too.
Good.
I haven't had lunch.
Well, it'll be ready as soon as Jay wakes up. We kind of like to let him sleep as much as possible in the morning.
Yeah, sure. I guess sleep's good for him.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Penny, Well, I really shouldn't mention this because it's none of my business, but...
But what?
Well, I saw Barry last night.
Well, what's wrong with mentioning that?
Well, the point is, I think I saw him.
Oh, about midnight, he was driving home from here.
Well, it was, maybe 1 o'clock when I saw him. I was walking home from the corner grill when he drove by, and... there was a girl with him.
A girl?
Well, now, I won't swear it was Barry. Believe me, Penny, I'm not sure. And I'm not sure the girl with him was Peg Martin. But it looked an awful lot like...
Johnny, you must be mistaken. Last night, Peg...
Last night, Peg was what?
Well, Peg didn't get home till after 2 o'clock, but she said she was out walking.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she was. But if she was, there's an awfully good double for Peg in town. And just as good a double for Barry Carlton.
You just think you saw them together, don't you? You aren't sure.
Well, I wouldn't want to bet my life on it, Penny. I didn't get too good a look at the people in the car, but I got a good look at the car, and I'm almost sure it was Barry's.
But just almost sure?
Well, pretty sure, Penny. After all, there aren't many cars like Barry's.
No, that's true. Oh, look, Peg would have told me if she met Barry and went out for a ride with him.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Nothing, Penny. I shouldn't have mentioned it in the first place. But, Penny, you're not the only girl in the world. And there are very few Barry Cartons. Too few to go around.
No, Johnny. No, I won't believe what you're trying to tell me.
I'm not trying to tell you anything.
You're trying to say that Barry was out with Peg last night.
I am not. I say I think I saw them together, and thinking is knowing.
I see. At least I think I see. And you're right, Johnny. Thinking isn't knowing.
Is Penny Gibbs at last suspicious of Peg Martin? Have her suspicions been enough aroused to ward off the tragedy that's stalking her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. And marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.